Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, the show to know before they go pro. I'm your show host, Bo Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of prospects making their path again to that next level. And we have a great guest for you. He's a fantastic size safety. It's Travis Green. He played at Kansas State, and now he resides at New Mexico, where he's currently doing his training, as we talked about prior to going live. But with that said, Travis, you've had a great career, great collegiate athlete. Can you believe that your time as a college guy has kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the next level?
You know what, Bo, it's kind of funny, you know, saying how you come from, you know, being a freshman in high school, and then all of a sudden to your last, you know, go around in college football. And you know what, it is extremely, you know, exciting, you know what I'm saying? It's a humbling feeling to be done and actually to be knocking on that front doorstep of the collegiate level. And I'm excited, man.
Nice. And you've kind of, I mean, what, I think you started out the JUCO level, then K-State, New Mexico. So, I mean, you've had different, you know, opportunities at different schools. I mean, has there been any times where, you know, especially like leaving high school, I mean, how did you kind of get, I guess, you know, I mean, at your size, 6'1", 215, I mean, that is big boy NFL prototypical size. I mean, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
It started my freshman year, kind of, you know, rough start, you know, like most freshmen do. They kind of go in like, you know, everything is peaches and cream, but really it's actually your freshman year is the most valuable years, you know what I'm saying, in your high school career. So eventually I fell kind of behind, and then eventually I went to Iowa Western, and, you know, and it took off from there.
And it definitely has taken off there. I mean, like I said, fabulous career. And again, that's why we're talking, because you have that type of mental makeup and physical ability. So how do you kind of get on that secondary side? I mean, I'm sure you probably played both sides of the football in high school or whatnot, but how did you kind of know this was going to be where you ended up playing that safety, you know, that safety position that we see you at now?
Just coming up with the physical appearance and being able to have a tenacity for the ball. I mean, you know, growing up, I was always an aggressive kid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I played both sides in high school, but my career was wanted to be a safety. And, you know, my coaches always told me I had a knack for football. I wrestled for a little bit.
Are you there? Travis, you're breaking up. Are you there? I don't know if we lost Travis or not. Travis, you there, bud? We'll try to get Travis back in the queue here. Travis, are you there, bud? Sounds like he's in his car. Could be. Could not be. Well, as we deal with the technical, though, there he is. Travis, you back? We'll have to give him
Hello?
A shout out. Once again, hey, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that. My headphones
are
dying.
No.
I was like, oh, crap.
no problem at all, man. I was nervous. Like, I thought we lost him. But I could kind of hear you, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to disconnect and call back just in case. So, I mean, you're in a film room. Let's just say you're in the film room. You're with NFL scouts. You're sharing their time with you're watching the film. What are they going to love about you when they're watching that tape? I mean, what are the qualities position that they're going to go, man, Travis, you do this well. We love how you do this. We like how you do this well as well.
Game speed and ability to tackle. I mean, being able to find the ball, track the ball down, and be aggressive towards it. I mean, some people, you know, see it. They kind of try to get around, but no, I'm trying to get through everybody to get to the ball. No matter, I don't care if it's my teammates or a lineman, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, just kind of have some, you know, some game savvy to myself to where I can get comfortable and be able to, you know, execute my job.
Nice. And I'm sure you're not going to shy away from a compliment like this, but when you just mentioned that you're going to go through everybody, even teammates, to get through the ball, there's one guy that immediately popped in my head, and that was Sean Taylor. I loved watching Sean Taylor just for the fact that if you were involved near the ball, it didn't matter if you were a Redskin or an opponent, everybody in that pile was getting blown up. Do you kind of have that same mentality?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I was coached at K-State, by Coach Hayes is just, you know what, friendly fire, sometimes good fire, you know what I'm saying? And it's always 11 helmets to the ball, 11 helmets to the ball, and, you know, if you're not there, then, you know, go ahead and go buy a ticket, you know what I mean, and then watch the game. You know, we're out there for a reason. Everybody need to be on the pile. I mean, that's just the name of the game, you know. When it comes down to defense, we all here together. We came here together. We're gonna leave here together, whether, you know, one team may like it or not, you know. So if a running back comes through the hole, I see my defensive line on it, my linebacker on it, I want some of that too.
Nice.
So,
Travis,
day,
I love it.
You got to be hungry.
I love it. You know, Travis, we do shows every day, and there's always that one guy during the week where he just gets me ramped up and makes me want to just get fired. I want to go run through a wall now, too, and you're that guy this week. You're that one guy. Like, there's always that one guy where you're doing the show, and you're just kind of going through the motions, and then the one guy, you get on, and you just I can feel that energy. I you got to be a tempo setter out there, right? I mean, you got to be the guy to get everybody jacked up, I would assume.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? I'm not a big rah-rah guy, but when it comes down to making plays, I'm always here to compliment you, you know what I'm saying? I'm always here, you know what I'm saying, to be here to reward you, you know what I'm saying, and try to hype you up, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to football, I try to, you know, put my mindset in it and lead by example, show by action. But, you know, I can get a little rah-rah sometimes, you know, when I need to, when it's the moment, you know, to do so. I mean, everybody do. You can't say – if you're a football player and say you don't rah-rah, then you need to go to the library, you know? So, but you know, other than that, I mean, just, you gotta have some of that little rah rah in you. You gotta be excited. You
Definitely.
Gotta have fun. Some people, forget,
yeah, especially,
you know,
on the defensive side.
Main principle.
Yeah. You gotta be a tempo setter on the defensive side. I mean, you know, we do. I scout with Winnipeg, and you know, there's sometimes we're looking at positions, and I say, man, we need a guy just to get people mad. I mean, you need a guy to just get everybody kind of going, get the blood flowing. Like you said, I mean, like you said, defenses. You know, if you're not going to be out there, friendly fire to buy a ticket. I mean, and I agree with 100% with you. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Bo? You know what's funny is, man, being in New Mexico is kind of different. You know what I'm saying? It was one week where we was going through the motions. And everything just seemed kind of basic, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was going through the same routine. And, you know, I took it to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Because I got in, we going against offense. I picked a fight with a lineman, you know what I'm saying? Why? Because that got the whole defense amped up, ready to go. Everybody was on my team, you know what I'm saying? So our thing and our defense is nobody, ain't no one-on-one, you know? Ain't nobody going out alone. We all going to be in this together. Change, you know what I'm saying, the mentality of our defense. That's why, you know, we came out to do what we did this year. You know what I'm saying? There's guys that bought in, and there's guys that was just really hungry and wasn't trying to let another player fail alone or do things alone.
Nice.
So, you know, when it comes down to that, you gotta be hungry for this game.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Travis Green, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks listen, or if you miss any of this show in its entirety and you'd like to listen to it again, and I assume most will because it's been a great show so far, you can check it out at iTunes. You can check it out at Blog Talk Radio. And then we also post his draft bio at collegeyourpro.com. We always like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. That next level, I mean, we mentioned Sean Taylor. I'm sure there's other guys in the NFL that you probably look and pattern yourself after. But, I mean, if – you know, we're going to throw the comparisons out there. I mean, who would you say you compare to? And you may not be saying you're as good as at this point, but just guys that you may remind us of that suit up at that next level that you want to get to.
So this might be a shocker to you, but, you know, in high school I wore the number 47. So, you know, John Lynch was a big-time, you know, advocate for me, you know what I'm saying, as far as being just explosive when you just running down the field with your, you know what I'm saying, with everything you got, you know what I'm saying, and run right into him, you know what I'm saying, right into the man, you know, that's just what it is. John Lynch, he's an excellent football player, aggressive, fast, you know what I'm saying, straight downhill, there ain't no false steps, there ain't no nothing else different, it's straight down me and you, you know what I'm saying, if my helmet come off, your helmet gonna come off too, and I think that's just what it is. I mean, I like to be physical. I like to use my body, and I like to play aggressive, and that's exactly what John Lynch is.
Boy, man, and I like the old school flavor. You're right, man. You threw me off. I was trying to think of current 47s, right? When you went 47, I'm like, who got 47 right now? And I'm like, man, I kept thinking Mel Blunt, but like, I know he's not going to say Mel Blunt. I know he's not going there. But obviously, I appreciate
gotta
John
go
Lynch.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Got to go legendary.
Yeah, very nice show. So old school love there, and great with the Tampa too, and obviously a great defense as well. So for you, I mean, kind of take us through the motions. I mean, you know, you're waking up. I'm sure you're grinding, and you're, you know, I don't know if you have a regional combines coming up, pro days. Kind of talk about what you're building towards. When's the next time you're going to kind of really get to unleash yourself?
It's our pro day on March 10th. My agent just told me to stay away from the regional combines for right now. I mean, because most of them are before my pro day. Some of them are right after, like the Arizona one is like on the 13th or something like that, or right after. I don't know what day it is. But, you know, so it's my focus is mainly on pro day and paying attention to detail and being kind of precise in all my movements, making sure that every technique that I do is like a dance, you know what I'm saying? So that everything is kind of in coordination with itself. That way I'm not stepping over myself, I'm not slipping, I'm not doing anything other than going down the line and back, you know what I'm saying? Or down the line in the 40 or perfect technique, you know what I'm saying? Hand-eye coordination, all the stuff that you actually need for the pro day. So that's my main focus in getting bigger and, you know what I'm saying, staying in shape, staying hydrated, and being able to come out, you know, to the best of my ability, you know what I'm saying, and being able to showcase myself when that day comes.
Excellent. And I'm curious, what's your height weight right now? Because I see 6'1", I see 6 foot, I see 210, I see it 218 somewhere. I mean, but what's your height and weight right now?
I'm officially 6 foot and probably 3/4. And then I'm about 210 to 215. You know,
okay.
The range varies sometimes depending on day, you know, what's going on or whatnot. But yeah, that's kind of where it's at right now.
I would have people tweet me, like I'll post this. I'd just say hypothetically, if I wanted to put Travis Green, New Mexico, 6'2", 210, people would be like, "Where'd you get that from?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just talked to him. He just told me, you know." But you know what I mean? Like people, like, you know, everybody always has to question everything. Like, I don't know. Listen to the interview. Unless he himself is lying to you, I can't do any better than having the guy on my show, him telling you how much he weighs. If beyond that, if you can get Travis Green to come to your house, weigh on a scale, and write the number down, so be it. But that's a story for another day. As we talk,
please
with the standout safety. Yeah, contact Travis Green. He'll get on the scale for you to prove that the weight is correct. And that's not you, but it's just funny. Sometimes people, you know, want to critique things and kind of, you know, be like, "Where'd you hear that from?" I'm like, "Well, you know, I heard it from the player."
People love to share their own opinions, man. That's just what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. Life media, that's what they want. If they're going to get, they find what they're looking for sometimes, and it might not be the right thing for them. So, oh, well.
I like it.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is, man, and it is what it is. We're staying with the standout safety, Travis Green, here on the C2P. Travis, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you stopping by, but I'm not going to let you go before we throw a couple lighthearted, fun questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to give you three questions just because you got me amped up, and I'm curious to know the end of this answer. What is one of the biggest hits you made, and maybe after that big hit was in you know, made, what was something that you said to the opponent?
Let me see. It was probably at Kansas State where I hit the guy from Texas Tech, ball in the air, tried to come across the middle, hit him, bang. I just gave him the stare down and just said, "Stay down, son." You know what I'm saying? It was. I've never done that ever before. It said, "Stay down." You know what I'm saying? So it's like, "Stay down."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like,
well, you
like,
get
yeah,
caught in the
I,
moment.
I
the blood's flowing.
Too, you know?
Just in the moment. Yeah, yeah. You're just part of that frenzy. You're out there. It's in the heat of yeah, yeah. I'm sure afterwards you hug the guy after the game. You're like, laugh about it.
Oh yeah, and definitely show some sportsmanship and appreciation. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't take good guys that, you know, are talented like that for granted. You got to appreciate them because, you know, they make you better.
Yeah, you're right there, Travis. And then the final two questions. Are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer of a band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Look, in a boy band, I got control. In modeling, you ain't got no control. I'd rather have a boy band with me and a couple of my buddies up there, you know, living the lavish life with the ladies, you know. Yeah, I'd rather be a lead singer, man. I don't know about that modeling stuff, man. It's touching too close to my manhood.
And then the last question, you brought up ladies. This is usually the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. If you had your choice, any lady out there, female celebrity, who is Travis Green going to invite to dinner?
Man, there's a lot of beautiful women out there, man. I would go with Miss Halle Berry, man. You know what? She's a beautiful lady. She really is. I would love to go to dinner with her.
Yeah, she's a first round, she's a franchise draft pick right there.
She definitely is franchise.
Yeah, that's franchise pick. You draft her and you got 15 years of Pro Bowl level ball. You're content.
Halle, if you're listening, your boy would love to go out to dinner with you.
You know what? I always tell the guys when we put you out on Twitter, we'll hashtag Halle Berry out there and see if we get any love. So some guys that's encourage her. They're very adamant about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
But I had to let her know, you know, I can't pay this time. I'll pay next time, though. After the draft.
Yeah, and that's part of it, man. She got to take care of you because you're taking care of her at the back end, man. It's just give and take. Give and take.
Give and take.
That's right,
the
man.
Golden rule.
It is, man. Travis, you've made my whole day. Like I said, you're the final show of the day, and like I said, there's nothing like getting a guy like you on the show where I just feel that intensity. I love what you brought to the show. I love what you brought to the field. But again, man, I always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for allowing an opportunity for a lot of guys like myself that really don't have that the type of exposure, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. We appreciate those kinds of words. They don't fall on deaf ears, trust me. Once again, that is Travis Green, the standout from Kansas State, currently at New Mexico. And like I said, if you follow this kid, a big-time hitter. And, he really delved into the passion that he brings. And I love when I can feel it through the airways, the aggressiveness. And, he talked about the tempo setting. I mean, think about the story when he quickly just brought up when he gets to New Mexico. They're just kind of going through the motions. And he just picks a fight with a teammate, not to be violent, but just to get these guys balling, just to get that excitement, just to get some blood flowing through their veins. And he talked about what happened afterward. I mean, they became united, they became ramped up, and they, hyped up and ready to roll. And, those are things leaders do. You kind of got to pick and choose your moments. I mean, if you do that every week, then you become an annoyance and a hothead. But when you pick and choose your moments like he did, you become a leader, and that's what we just had. We had Travis Green, the standout safety from K-State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, the show, the know, before they go pro. I'm your show host, Beaumont Shanti, and once again, the standout Travis Green, kind enough to join us here on the show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.